on the line with me now, Senator Bill Brady. Senator, how are you?
Good morning, Stevie. How are you doing?
Great to have you back on the program. Did you happen to see any of the 60 Minutes interview with the president, your former poker-playing buddy?
I didn't. I was traveling last night.
Well, here's all you need to know. Courtesy of CBS and 60 Minutes, the president of the United States last night on the TV.
We did all the right things to prevent a Great Depression and to get the economy growing again and to get job creation going again. But it hasn't made up for the hole that was created in those 6, 9, 12 months before my economic policies took effect. I would be surprised if the American people felt satisfied right now. They shouldn't feel satisfied. We've got a lot more work to do. The contrast in visions between where I want to take the country and where they say they want to take the country is going to be stark. And the American people are going to have a good choice, and it's going to be a good debate. It requires we Democrats to agree to make some modifications on entitlements so that they're sustainable and stronger over the long term. And it requires Republicans to get off the dime when it comes to revenues and to make sure that everybody's doing their fair share. What I'm not going to do is wait for Congress. So wherever we have an opportunity, and I have the executive authority to go ahead and get some things done, we're just going to go ahead and do them.
That's your former Tuesday night poker playing buddy, state senator turned president of the United States, Barack Obama. Any reaction to that there, Bill?
Well, a couple of things. I used to kid him that if he was nearly as conservative with the people's money as he is poker money, we'd be a lot better off. And this is just clearly an example of, he may be a studious law student, but if he was any kind of historian, he'd realize that once debt and taxes get to a certain point as a percentage of GDP, it's going to kill any free economy. And he's reached that point. He's created one of the biggest debt bubbles that we've ever seen, that is clearly the biggest scare on anyone's financial mind. Every day they wake up, they're wondering what the debt bubble is going to do, not only when this country reaches a point where it can't borrow money for the huge deficits that the Obama administration has ushered, to foreign debt. And so this is obviously a re-election play. It does surprise me a little bit. If I count right, didn't he throw Clinton under the bus?
He threw Bush under the bus.
He went back, I think, 12 years. He said, stay with policy.
Well, that would be reached down into the final Clinton year, yeah. Well, I mean...
This administration is drawing straws. If he wins, given the economic conditions he's put the country into, or at least it's been put into under his presidency, it'll be, I think, the first time a president has won with such a difficult economic challenge.
Well, he's right about one thing for sure, and there is going to be absolutely a clear choice as to the direction you want to go in. If America wants to rehire Barack Obama, I'm in. I love my country. I'm not doing an Alex Baldwin saying I'm leaving, which he should have, by the way. But I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that there's absolutely a clear choice. And when he says, if you want less taxes, of course, kick in for the wealthy. You have to always throw that in. That's part of the deal, because that's what they say. And then if you want less regulation, I'm not going to win, is what he said on 60 Minutes last night. So it's a clear choice. That he's absolutely right. His clarity is there. Which way do you want to go? And if the country wants to go down that other path, then, I live here, and I just think more government is not a good idea, and I would just challenge anybody to cite where government has done an efficient job with any money. It's just hard. It's not that they're bad people. It's a bureaucracy that's very difficult to manage and to get prompt results.
You're absolutely right, and like you, I'm an American. We're staying here. I do believe that we'll have a good shot at putting the policies you and I, and I think most Americans, believe in, and that is lowering the tax burden on families, that is reducing the government spending and the waste, fraud, and abuse, and reducing the regulation. I mean, what Barack Obama and my Democratic friends, even in Springfield, fail to realize is there's not just one way to raise revenues. There's two ways. They believe the only way is to raise the tax rate on families. The other way is to create a deregulated environment where job opportunities prevail and more people are working and paying tax revenues. And that's how real positive tax revenues grow that allow us to balance the budgets, pay down the debt. But they continue to fail to realize that there's a better way than raising tax rates to raise revenues.
You know what they should look at? I wish somebody would do this statistic. Tell me what it would raise if you took everybody who makes over, all right, let's, as he said, tax revenue, everybody who makes over $2 million a year, take all of their money. It's still not enough. It won't do it.
No, it is a fraction a percentage that is insignificant in the studies that I have seen. I can't quote it because I think the study I saw was $1 million. And
It won't be enough money anyway. And you're saying you want everybody to participate and have something in this deal. Nobody under $50,000 pays any federal tax. So that would mean you're going to go after the lower income. Is that what they're saying about everybody participating?
Well, and again, that's the key here is it's, what you said earlier. It's the underemployed, which by some standards is as high as 20%, to the unemployed, which is hovering around 10%. Putting that those people, giving them an opportunity to provide for their own selves and families and pay their fair share of taxes, which they welcome if they're given the opportunity to have that quality of life, is where the real growth and prosperity will come from. And the failure of President Obama to realize that is really bothersome, but it's common within the ranks of the leadership in the Democratic Party.
Well, the last thing I want to bring up to you, Senator, if I could, is the game I think everybody's playing when it comes to, you know, the deficit. And you're talking about how many trillion we're in the hole. But when it comes to the baseline raises that every department gets as a matter of course is just what they build into the cake, 6 to 8% increases on all everything, no matter what we believe in, is 6 to 8%. When they talk about making it a 4%, they say it's a draconian cut when they give it a 4% increase. Why don't Republicans step out as well and say, guys, why don't we just make a 1% or 2% or stay with inflation? That'll save trillions.
Or just stay with where we were last year. You know, that was with this whole budget reconciliation package, interview after interview that I heard from Republicans, but I will admit the media isn't as friendly as you are. There was a limited. They'd tell you that even if all this goes into place, government will spend more money than it did last year. When they talk about cuts, they're talking about cutting the rate of growth,
yes,
not spending.
That's right.
And we've got the same problem in Illinois. The Chicago Democrats promised to pay promised that when they passed the 67% temporary tax increase, temporary, they said, because it was needed to pay down the backlog of unpaid bills. What do? They increase spending. And the backlog of unpaid bills remains at $5 to $6 billion. So you just can't believe the words that come out of their mouths.
Yeah.
And people, it's going to take people getting energized and active in these elections at every level to make sure they make the right vote when it comes up at election time, so that we put people in place to not only do we stay in America, we want to stay in America, and not only do you stay in Illinois, but we want to stay in Illinois.
Senator, great Christmas and New Year, my friend. Thanks so much for always joining us. We appreciate your insights on everything.
Well, happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners and whatever holiday they show. Great. I look forward to talking to you again in January.
Yeah, thanks so much. Senator Bill Brady this morning chiming in on a variety of issues. He calls from time to time. It's always good to catch up. Senator Bill Brady, former gubernatorial candidate that lost to Pat Quinn.